that I can begin to seek affirmations, seek positive people, seek to be affirmed. We learn in the program of recovery through the fourth and through the fifth step, we learn to affirm ourselves. We learn the affirmation process. You see, all of us, as a result of our family structures, as a result of our family background, all of us have developed in our life what I call negative rules, negative concepts. We learn these from our families, from our environments. And now, all of a sudden, we have to begin to develop and work on positive concepts of ourself. We have to begin to realize how special and beautiful it is to begin to open up and to begin to experience the positive, beautiful person inside of us. As we begin to experience that, all of a sudden we begin to experience change. We begin to experience the beauty of our personhood. What's so beautiful about that concept is that I now learn how to affirm myself, how to see myself in positive eyes, in positive directions. And the affirmation process is so special and so beautiful. What I learned in this program as I learned to affirm is, in the fifth step, I have learned to affirm myself with my God. I have learned to affirm myself in faith. What that means is I have built a positive relationship with me by seeing the God that works through me. Also in the fifth step, I have begun to affirm myself. Let me give you some concrete and simple ways of doing this. For example, whenever you do an affirmation or an affirming process of yourself, we always tell you to begin an affirmation by always making a positive statement about yourself. I'll give you an example. In my inventory and in my life, I have realized over and over again that one of my major, major decisions of life was always my guilt. My guilt haunted me as a child. It tore me to shreds. My guilt and decisions that I made always ripped me apart. What I have learned in recovery is that I am innocent, that I am an innocent, special little child. And today I can affirm myself that I am innocent, and I can work on the sense of my innocence. I can work on my growth. You see, in this positive concept of myself, I can now begin to realize how special and beautiful that I am. And so we learn to do affirmations. See, again, one thing you have to understand too is that we have looked at ourselves negatively for so long, they become a normal in our life. Now in the fifth step, I realize I can create a new normal, a positive normal. There are some ways of doing affirmations and some very special ways, and I'll share some of them with you. In the affirmation process, one of the things that you can do, and I always tell codependents to do this, is when you're home in your house, find yourself a full-length mirror. And when you stand in front of the mirror, try this. Every night before you go to bed, stand in front of a full-length mirror and look at yourself. And realize that you're somebody very special. Then look at yourself and out loud, say to yourself as you stare into your eyes, I love you, you are special, you are beautiful. And then walk up to the mirror and kiss yourself. So many of us are scared of that. We are scared to give ourselves a kiss. We are scared to look at ourselves and say all those beautiful, positive things about ourselves. And believe me, when you first start doing it, you'll have a hard time with it because it'll seem awkward and it'll seem strange. But you know what's so special about it? And I learned this from the AA program. There's a saying in AA, fake it till you make it. And it's a beautiful statement. What that means is make believe that you believe all these positive and beautiful statements about yourself. And if you make believe it in the beginning, eventually, you will believe it. What they tell us to do is to repeat it over and over and over again and do it on a constant basis. They also tell you, if you want to create in your house what we call an affirmation wall. An affirmation